Dear God, I thank you for this day.
主啊，我们为今天感谢你。
As we have come through Thanksgiving, we have remembered your many blessings to us.
我们到了感恩节，我们就真的记起你很多的恩典。
Thank you for these people who gather together to study your word.
谢谢你为我们这个班的成员聚集在一起研读你的话语。
As we study, help us to learn more about you.
在我们学习的时候，求你让我们更能认识你。
But not just to learn things in our mind,
不单单是在头脑中学习你，而是在我们的心里真正来认识你。
To be transformed into your image.
被转变成主耶稣基督的形象。
I pray Jesus.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
This is for me.Maybe the hardest lesson we have had.
这个呢，可对我来讲，可能是我最难的。今天要讲的没有上次发过的。
Because.
因为。
There is a misunderstanding. I want to make sure that I clear at the beginning.
我想要在刚开始之前要澄清一些。
We are talking about spiritual discipline.
我们在讲这个属灵的操练。
And I think there are two.Misunderstandings that are very common among Christians.
我想在基督徒当中呢，有两个误解是非常的普遍。
And before I even begin to talk about the lesson, I want to try to help you to understand this.
在我们这个开始之前，我想要先讲一下，帮助大家了解。
I have tried all week to think how to explain this.
我这整个星期都在想怎么跟你们解释。
One misunderstanding.
有一头一个误解。
I will call.A Roman Catholic misunderstanding.
第一个呢，我称为是罗马天主教的误解。
And it says we need to do this.
他天主教说
this.
他就一二三四五列了很多。
And if we do all of those things, we will have earned favor, and we will now be spiritual.
他就说，如果我们做了这些呢，我们就赢得神的喜爱，我们就变得很属灵。
So it says.Last week we studied praying.
上个星期我们一起学习了祷告。
Read the Bible.
然后读经。
Give.
然后奉献。
Fast.
然后禁食。
Serve.
服侍。
We do these things, and the more we do them, the more spiritual we become.
他就说你这个你做的越多，你就越属灵。
The reason I said, and I after I said that, I wish I had not said Roman Catholic.Let me start.
那个不单单是罗马的天主教，让我们重新开始。
The reason I thought of that, Martin Luther.
因为马丁路德呢
said, for years I did all of this.
因为马丁路德说，好多好多年他都做了这些。
He said, if anyone could have earned heaven by what they did.
说如果任何一个人可以因为他们的行为能够赢得上天堂的入场券。
I had it made.
他说，那我肯定是其中，我肯定是做到了。
I want to make sure you understand that what I'm going to talk to you about today is not do this and now here is my spiritual grade.
他，我想让大家了解的说，就是你要明白，我们不是做了一二三四五六七这些都做了，这样我就拿到我属灵的毕业证书了。
Because some people think of it that way.
有些人确实是这样想的。
They're like a student at the college.
他们就像那个大学的学生。
Pray, okay, I got 8 points out of 10.
他说好，这门考试我是
read the Bible
得了八十分，然后我天天读我的圣经，我得了九十分。
I don't like to give. I didn't give.
然后呢，我不太喜欢奉献，那我给的比较少，所以我这方面只能得五十分。
It's Thanksgiving.
然后那个，
no points there.
比如说进食呢，我一分也没得到，因为我从来不进食。
Serve. Yes, I.
他说有的人我一直在服侍，
所以满分。And we come down to the end and we say 90. Okay.
所以我总分我得了九十分。
That is not what I am talking about today.
这个不是我今天要讲的，我要讲这是一个误解。
But there is another error that is even more common, I think, among many people today.
我觉得另外一个错误呢，这个误解呢，在我们今天的基督徒当中更普遍。
It swings the other side.
这是从一个极端到另外一个极端。
And says.
他说什么呢？
I believed in Christ.
我信基督了。
I gave my life to Him.
我也把我的生命交给他了。
I was baptized.
然后我刚刚奉，我也受洗了。
And now I just wait.
然后我就等着了。
If God wants to make me spiritual, He will do so.
如果神想让我属灵，让我成熟，那他会让我成熟。
But it doesn't really matter because I'm just waiting to go to heaven.
然后那个其实并不重要，因为我现在等的就是上天堂。
I want you to see what we're going to talk today is neither of these extremes.
我想让大家看到的不是这两种极端，这是两种截然相反的两个极端。
First Timothy 4, I had you read this week.
这个星期我请大家读到的是提摩太前书四章七到八节。
He uses the language of an athlete.
那个保罗所用的语言是一个对运动员的语言。
Imagine an athlete who says,
想象一位运动员他说
I want to go to the Olympics.
我想参加奥运会。
I want to go to the Olympics as a runner.
我想要在奥运会上参加那个跑步项目。
And somehow they are chosen.
然后不管怎么样，他被选了，被这个田径选上了。
And for the 6 months prior to the Olympics,
在奥运会之前开始的六个月
they do nothing to prepare.
这位运动员就什么都不做。
I've already been accepted into the Olympics.
我已经被能够进得到这个入场的资格了。
Now I will go.
现在我就要参加奥运会了。
I will run.
我就跑。
If I'm supposed to win, I'll win.
如果我就该我赢的，我肯定会赢。
So for six, eat lots of food, gain weight.
然后第六个月就拼命吃，长重了很多。
Is that possible?
你说那个可能吗
？It's possible, but they're not going to do any good.
但是有可能也有奇迹发生，但是这个对他没有任何益处。
Paul uses this imagery.
那个保罗用这个。运动员这个形象。
Train yourself.
他说你要锻炼，你要
for godliness.
你要操练敬虔。
That Olympic athlete gets up every morning.
你知道那奥运会的运动员呢？参赛运动员每天早晨起来。
And runs.
然后每天早晨就开始跑。
He does exercises. He lifts weight.
他就举重啊，做各种各样的锻炼。
He is training himself for a very important race.
他在训练他自己要预备参加一个很重要的比赛。
And Paul says,
然后保罗说
,Bodily training is of some value.
他说那个锻炼身体益处还少。
But godliness is of value in every way.
他说唯独敬虔在今生来世都有益处。
It holds promise for the present life and for the life to come.
因为他有今生和来世的应许。
The last part of that verse is important to me.
最后那句话对我很重要。
I have tried to say to you several times in our classes, being a Christian is not becoming a Christian and now waiting to go to heaven.
就是这一节课我讲过好多次，我们成为基督徒不是受洗了成为基督徒，然后就什么都不做，等着进天堂。
He says godliness holds promise for the present life.
他说这个进天的应对今生也有应许。
It's important right now.
就是现在目前
It changes how we live today.
它会改变我们现在的生活，我们怎么样来过我们的生活。
Yes, it changes our eternal destination.
当然，它会改变我们永恒的归宿。
But it also changes how we live day by day on our way to that destination.
但是它也会影响我们在我们进入永恒之前我们每天的生活。
And so he says, train for godliness.
所以他说呢，你要。在敬虔上操练自己
，exercise for godliness，
就是说你要在敬虔上来锻炼自己。
For a long time, I struggled with this verse.
有很长的时间，我对这句经文非常的挣扎。
Probably partly because, as you can see, I am not athletic.
就是一方面，你可以看出来我是不是一个很喜欢运动的人。
And so I just, you know, the whole exercising thing was I didn't really connect.
所以我对这个锻炼呐、啊，这种我不是很感兴趣。
I told someone this week, I decided to get up every morning and jog.
然后我这个星期讲过，我决定要每天早上起来跑步。
And then I read in Proverbs.
然后我就读到那个箴言里面讲到。
The wicked run when no one pursues.
他说，恶人奔跑，虽然没有人追赶他们，他们也奔跑。
And I said, I don't want to be wicked.
然后我说好了，我不想做恶人，所以我就不要奔跑了。
But the reason I struggled with this was this.
我为什么在这方面对我来讲很难呢？
I preached this morning.
今天早晨呢
I experienced life as an elder brother.
我今天早上我讲到，我觉得说我自己的心态是像那个长子的心态。
Keeping a list.
就是说我做了我应该做的，照着清单守规矩。
And it did not bring me any joy in a relationship with God.
但是这个没有带来我跟神关系之间的这种喜乐。
And so I decided, well, maybe this is the solution.
然后我说，那可能什么都不做，最可能就是解决方案。
God, you saved me.
神呐，你救了我。
Now it's up to you.
现在就全靠你了。
Finally, I have come to understand from what Paul writes. Yes, I am saved by grace alone.
最终呢，我从保罗所写的，我了解到，是的，我是完全是靠着恩典得救的。
And I add nothing to that.
我对这个恩典我没有贡献任何东西。
Martin Luther said we are saved by grace alone.
马丁路德说我们是得救是本乎恩，完全靠着恩典。
But not by a grace that is alone.
但是不是靠着，只是就是完全的是这个恩典得救。
In other words, he said,
这样解释,
that grace that saved us
那个拯救我们的恩典,
brings with it transformation in all areas of our life.
就是说, 这个让我们得救的这个恩典, 跟着它一起来的是能够改变我们整个生命的一个力量。
A quote that helped me a lot, I wrote it on the board.
就是我今天写在这儿, 这一句话是对我帮助非常大。
Grace is not opposed to effort.
就是说恩典呢和你的努力是不是说一个相反的力量，不是说彼此为敌的。
Grace is opposed to earning.
恩典是跟你说我靠自己来赢得，这个是相反的意思。
In other words,
是相另外一句话来讲，另一个角度来讲。
Paul says we are to train for godliness. That means effort is allowed.
保罗说过，你们要在敬虔上操练自己，这个操练表示你是需要努力的。
But it is not about earning.
但是他的目的，这个结果目的不是说要赢得什么东西。
I'm never going to hold my book up to God and say, "Here, I totaled it up. I have a 90. That's passed."
你不是说到神面前，你拿了你的成绩单，说你看我都得了90分，所以我应该上天堂。
That would be earning.
那个就是说，那是赢，就是靠我自己的行为来挣得。
And it will never work.
但是你说你在神面前挣得恩典，那个从来不会行不通的。
But Paul said.
但是,
As a person who has been transformed by grace,
但是保罗说，作为一个被神的恩典这样完全改变更新的人,
I am now to train myself in this new way of living.
我现在要在这个新的这个基督徒的这种方式中来操练我自己。
Peter writes, make every effort.
彼得是怎么说呢？说你们要殷勤，要努力。
They both understood.
他们都了解到
The Christian life is a race. It is a pushing.
他说这个基督徒的生活，这种生命呢，是一种，是一个像奔跑，是一个你要努力的。
Now the activities we're going to talk about today sometimes are called spiritual discipline.
说今天我们讲到的这个灵命的培养与操练，它有的时候被称为是属灵的操练。
Because they require discipline.
因为它需要你自己要对自己一个自律。
When you look at this list,
当你看看就是这个清单
how many of you naturally like to get up early in the morning to have time to pray?
有多少人就是天生就是很喜欢早起来就去祷告，起很早去祷告。
How many of you naturally like to get up earlier to read your Bible?
我们多少人就是天生很喜欢起来，然后去读我们的圣经。
How many of you, when you have $100, just naturally?Would prefer to give it to someone.
我们有多少人？那个，我们多少人手里有100块钱，很想把这个钱都给出去，而不是用在自己身上。
How many on Thanksgiving thought, "I wish I could fast"?
有多少人在感恩节会说，我今天希望我能禁食
？They're disciplines.
那有一些就是属灵上的一些自律纪律。
If I made the list of 20 of them, all of them, there would be some that we would say, "Yes, that fits me."
我们要是把这个清单全部写下来，你说有些方面对我来讲是很容易的。
And there are some that we would say, no, that one's hard for me.
有些项目对你来讲，你说那个对我很难。
And the discipline is doing it when it's hard.
那个自律呢？这个纪律说明什么？就是在你就是很艰难，你不想做的时候，你还去做。
I'll give you an example from my life.
比如说，我想从我自己的生活中跟大家举个例子。
Some books on spiritual disciplines talk about the discipline of solitude.
有些讲到属灵操练，其中有一项是那个独处的操练。
I think that's an important spiritual discipline.
我觉得那种独处的这种操练是很重要的。
The discipline of going away.
然后就是说你离开人群。
I don't mean you have to go to some monastery.
我不是说你要去到一个修道院里。
But out on your back porch.
比如说坐在你的那个后边的阳台上。
Quiet, just in silence.
就是说安静下来，就是在这个。
To shut out the world.
然后把这个整个世界放在门外，关在门外。
And listen to God.
然后就是专心的来听神。
That's an important discipline.
那是一个很重要的操练。
But a few weeks ago, I was reading a book on the spiritual disciplines.
但是几个星期之前呢，我在读一本关于属灵操练的书。
And there's another discipline that is very hard for me.
那个操练呢，对我来讲是很困难的。
This writer was talking about the discipline of community.
他讲到这个就是彼此之间这种基督徒之间的这种联谊。
The Bible says of rejoicing with those who rejoice.
就是圣经上讲的和喜乐的人一同喜乐。
In other words, the discipline of attending the party.
就是这个操练，就是你要去参加这个宴会聚会。
And that one's hard for me.
那个对我来讲是很困难的。
This one is easy for me.
那个独处对我很容易。
I can go and sit and be quiet and be alone.
然后我可以到一个地方自己很安静的坐很久。
It's very hard for me to go to the party.
对我来讲，去参加一个聚会，吃吃喝喝，这个是很难的。
And so I'm reading this.
然后呢，我在读这一方面。
And it struck me.
然后就让我好像一下眼前一亮。
This is probably the discipline God wants me to work on.
这可能是神要我要，这是我需要努力的一个操练方面。
This one is easy for me.
那个独处对我来讲很容易。
But this one is harder.
但是这个容难一些。
So we call them disciplines because they work on those areas in our life where we are weak.
他为什么说是操练呢？因为他就是是在我们比较难的，我们比较有挣扎的地方，需要我们来纪律，来努力。
Some people call these a means of grace or a vehicle of grace.
说有些人把它称为得恩典的途径，或者得恩典的一个工具。
Not a way that we earn God's grace.
要记住这个，不是说我们凭着做这些来得到神的恩典。
But a way that we open ourselves.
而是我们把自己敞开，让我们更活在神的恩典之中。
You see, if you are a person that it's been 3.5 years before you've ever allowed, since you've ever allowed any silence in your life.
如果你是一个在你这个之前3年半，你都是处在一种吵杂之中，从来没有说有一个很安静的环境。
You wake up.To the radio.
然后你醒了就是听广播。
There's noise all day long.
然后每天到处都是声音。
You go to sleep to the news.
然后你睡觉前还看看新闻。
Solitude, silence, quiet can become a way of opening yourself to hearing God's voice.
所以呢，独处安静呢，这个可能成为一种让你能听到神的声音的一种方式。
Because sometimes God's voice is quieter than CNN.
有的时候神的声音是很微小，比 CNN 的声音小很多。
And so if I have CNN all on all the time, it may be hard for me to hear God's voice.
如果你整天都在听那个 CNN 那个新闻电台的话，你可能很难听到神的声音。
And so it becomes a means of grace.
所以呢，这个独处呢，是我们能得到恩典的一种。
Or if you are like me,
或者你像我，
who would be happy in a library the rest of my life?
或者就喜欢。以后的余生就待在图书馆里边。
Just someone send me some food once in a while.
时不时的有人给我送点吃的就行了。
Then it may very well be that as I spend time with God's people,
也许对我来讲就是跟神的子民
outside my comfort zone,
不是在我的那个舒适区之内。
I will hear things from them that will pour God's grace into my life.
我可能可以从周围的这个弟兄姐妹身上能够听到神借着他们来在我给我的恩典。
So we sometimes call them means or vehicles of grace.
所以我们就称为他们一种途径或者一种工具，得恩典的途径。
But the term that I have used in your lesson is soul training exercises.
我今天呢，我用的一个特别的题目呢，叫做一个词呢，叫灵命的培养与。
Because it comes out of Paul's phrase, "Train yourself for godliness."
因为这个是从保罗的这个书信里来的，讲到说你要在敬虔上操练自己。
It is developing habits.
这是就是说你来养成一个习惯。
That shape us.
这个习惯呢会来塑造我们。
That guide us in our life.
来引导我们的生活。
Now let me explain the little card that I.
我刚才发了一个小卡片，就请每人拿一张。
For all of us, developing a habit requires some, for many of us, it requires some kind of accountability.
就是对我们来讲呢，我们每个人呢，如果要养成一个习惯，我们需要呢，就是有人监督。
And I just want to suggest that you take this little card.
就希望呢，我们每个人能拿到这张小卡片。
I have written two of the disciplines or exercises that I think are very important for all of us.
我写了两项对我们那个很重要的一种培养与操练。第一个是读经。
And you will, as we come through, you may think of a third one that would be good for you to work on.
也许你还能想再想一想，那你可以。
Put it here.
你可以加上那个一个空格，就第三行。
And then there's room here for 2 weeks.
然后这边有两个星期的。
Day mark.
然后那两个星期呢，请你每一天呢就开始你做了这项呢，你就可以打个叉叉。
Now please don't do this.
但是不要这样做。
Don't take this card and say, God, I'm going to do this.
你不是到了这个到神面前说，神呐，我要这样做。
I'm going to read 48 chapters of the Bible every day this week and pray for 2 hours.
你不是到神面前说，神呐，我从今天。我每这下边两个星期，我每天要读48章的圣经，然后祷告2小时。
You will become discouraged.
你很快就会灰心丧气。
Unless you've already been reading 47 chapters and praying.
除非你以前每天都读47章圣经一天，或者45章圣经。
Just begin.
就是一个简单的开始。
This has 2 weeks worth.
这有两个星期的这个工作量。
When you have filled it in,
当你把它都做完之后
，you can bring it back.
你可以带回来。
I won't give you a test.
我不会给你考试。
I'll give you another blank card.
我再给你一张卡片。
And it just is a gentle way of.
这是一个比较一个温柔的，就是能够帮助大家做这个。
Again, it's not earning.
要记住，这个不是赢得神的恩典。
But it's saying, you know, this is an area I want to grow.
这就是帮助你说，这是我想要成长的一个方面。
I drink coffee too much.
我可能喝咖啡喝了有点太多了。
I like coffee.
我很喜欢咖啡。
Water has no taste.Unless you mix it in coffee.
水是没有味道的，除非是放在咖啡里面。
And I found that I wasn't drinking enough water.
但是我就发现呢，我喝水是不够的。
And so I found a little iPhone app.
然后我就发现在那个 iPhone 上面呢，有一个小一个软件。
That just let me every time punch a button when I drink.
然后每次我喝了水以后呢，我就可以摁一下。
And at the end of the day, it would tell me how many times I had punched the button.
然后他就告诉我每天结束的时候，你摁了多少次这个键。
And if I went too long without drinking any, it would buzz.
如果我要是有很长时间没有喝水，它就会响，这个手机会响。
That little bit of accountability helps me to remember, drink some water.
所以这个呢，就监督呢，就帮助我记住说我要喝水了，定时喝水。
You're not earning.
你不是在赢得
But you're training in God's
ways. 你是在训练。
Now let's just very quickly go through a few of these exercises.
我们来很快的来走过这个我们要进行的这些操练。
In the worksheet that you filled out.
在我们大家就是这个是两个星期前发的这个里边。
The first one I had was Bible reading.
这是没有两星期了。第一个呢是讲到读经。
And I'm not going to spend time there because we spent a week on that already.
我就今天不会讲，因为我们已经在这方面讲了很多。
The second one on the list was Bible memory.
第二讲呢，讲到背诵圣经。
Psalm 119:11. It's question 2 on your list.
这是那个，如果你们回家可能你们不一定带了，就是说诗篇119篇第二题11节。
David stored up God's word in his heart to keep him from sin.
大卫将神的话藏在心里，免得他犯罪。
If you find an area of temptation where you struggle,
如果你发现你在某一方面是你要面你是很挣扎的，你要保守自己不犯罪。
One of God's gifts to you,
神给你的一项那个礼物或者恩赐是
，is the places where His Word tells us about that temptation.
然后就是在他的话语中所告诉对那项试探所给你的关于那项试探的话语。
And when we face that temptation, if we will use God's word, it helps us in responding to temptation.
所以呢，当我们再次面对那个试探的时候，如果我们心里存着神的话，那个会帮助我们来胜过这个试探。
We see that in Jesus' own life.
我们看到这个在主耶稣自己的生命里。
Every time Satan came to him in temptation, he said, "It is written," and he quoted the Old Testament.
每次 撒旦来试探耶稣的时候，耶稣的回应是经上记着说，然后他就从旧约里旧约的话来引用。
As a Jewish child,
作为犹太人的小男孩，
memorized large sections of the Old Testament.
犹太人的男孩他们从小就要背很多这个旧约的经文。
Every Jewish child did that.
所有的这个以色列的男孩子都要
这样背。And so in temptation, God's word was right there.
所以当你面对试探的时候，那个神的话就一下跳出来了。
If you have never memorized scripture,
如果你从来没有背过经文，
let me encourage you, that is one of the great spiritual disciplines that can help feed your spiritual growth.
所以呢，让我告诉你，那是一项非常非常有用的，也是一个非常有力的一个帮助我们属灵上可以成长的一个操练。
Don't start by saying, "Okay, I'm going to memorize the book of Revelation."
不是从开始说我要开始来背启示录。
Select some verses.
就是说，从几句经文开始。
And begin one at a time.
然后一点点开始，一次一句。
A few minutes every day.
或者每天就花几分钟的时间。
Reciting it out loud.
然后就是大声的来朗诵。
Write it down.
然后把它写下来。
And begin to plant it in your mind.
然后在你让它紧紧的扎根在你的心中。
It becomes a wonderful way of keeping God's word in your heart.
这个是一个非常棒的把神的话就是藏在你心里的方式。
The third one on the list is prayer. Again, we talked about that one for 2 weeks, so I'm not going to spend time.
再一个讲到一个属灵的操练，讲到祷告，我们前两个星期都在讲祷告。
But let me just remind you of Paul's instruction: pray without ceasing.
让我们再记住，不要忘记保罗的他的教导，就是说。不住的祷告。
It doesn't mean that you never stop praying.
它并不是说你在一直嘴巴里一直念念有词，一直在说。
But it means that prayer is such a natural part of your life.
而是祷告呢，成为你生命中这样自然的一部分。
That it requires no preparation.
所以呢，你甚至不需要你准备。
To just continue a conversation.
就是跟神之间就一直有一个关系，有个对话。
Because you've built that daily.Conversation with him.
因为你在跟他建立有一个每天都跟他谈话的这种关系，这种模式。
And so it becomes easy.
所以对你来讲，这个祷告是很容易的。
I was reading a biography on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, you mean okay? On Thanksgiving, the title? No. Oh, you
read
on Thanksgiving. 他说他星期感恩节的时候呢，他在读一本自传。
And it was the biography of a old pastor.
他是讲到一位老牧师。
And the person writing said that he was with him one day.
他有一次有一个人写那本书的人说，有一次他跟这个老牧师在一起。
They were driving somewhere.
他们开车去什么地方？
And all of a sudden, his friend, this pastor, says, "Oh God, as I was saying."
然后突然呢，这个老牧师说，哦，神呐，我们刚才说的。
And started talking to God about a problem.
然后他就开始讲他跟神在那说他的问题。
And when he got done, his friend said, "What was that about?"
然后他。说完了，他朋友就说：“哎，你刚才干嘛呢？”
And he says, "I was praying this morning about this problem."
他说：“我今天早上在为这件事情祷告。”
And I just remembered I forgot to tell God something about it.
然后我就想起来了，我有一件事忘了告诉神。
Now that seems a little silly.
看起来好像有点笨，
God already
可笑。神已经都知道了，对不对？
But it is kind of neat that he felt so comfortable in God's presence.
但是你就知道他在神面前觉得这么的自然，这么的舒服，所以他可以来到神的面，随时来到神面前。
Then he could say, "Oh, I forgot to mention."
他就跟神说：“哎，我忘了一件事儿。”
That's, I think, what Paul is talking. Pray without ceasing. Make it a normal part of your life.
我就是这个保罗所说的不住的祷告，让这个祷告成为你生活中一个很正常的部分。
The fourth one on this list is fasting.
在第四条呢是禁食。
Brother Charles said, "You're not going to talk about fasting right after Thanksgiving, are you?"
那个查尔斯弟兄就说你不会在感恩节之后来讲禁食吧。
Let me say that when Jesus writes about fasting, talks about fasting in Matthew 6.
当主耶稣在马太福音第六章讲到禁食的时候
，He says two things that I think are important.
他有两件事情提到两件事情，我觉得很重要。
First of all, he doesn't say if you fast.
他说你们不是如果你们禁食。
He said when you fast.
他是说当你们禁食的时候。
He expected his followers to follow this as part of their spiritual training.
所以呢，他就期待他的跟随者呢，就 这个禁食就是我们属灵操练中的一部分。
A time where to discipline ourselves, we focus on God rather than on satisfying our appetite.
就是说呢，我们有一段时间呢，我们把自己的整个身心灵都放在神的身上，而不是说分别出来，而不是说在想要怎么样来吃什么喝什么。
To remind ourselves that our deepest hunger is God.
提醒我们，我们最深的渴慕是神。
That hunger for Him is more important than hunger for food.
我们对神的渴慕比我们那个饥饿的时候想要吃饭的那种渴慕，那种感觉应该更强。
But the other thing He said that is important is He said the motivation is to please our Heavenly Father, not to impress other people.
他在一个进食的这个目的呢，是要让我们的天父高兴，而不是让周围的人对你觉得你好印象深刻。
When I was in college, I had a friend who really seemed to think of the Christian life this way.
然后我有一个朋友在大学里边，他确实觉得就是要像一个做清单，我做这个就赢得一个毕业证书似的。
Adding up points.
然后他就说，我做的越多呢，那我的分数就越高，在神面前。
And once in a while, I would see him and I would say, "How are you today, Woody?"
然后我就建议他，哎，我说乌迪，你今天怎么样啊
？I'm not very good. I'm very hungry.
说不好，我快饿死了。
Why is that? Oh, I'm fasting.
为什么这样呢？我在进食啊。
I'm pretty sure he had not read Matthew 6.
我觉得大概他没有读过马太福音第六章。
The motivation is not to impress other people.
你进食的目的不是让周围人对你印象深刻，觉得你好棒。
It is to spend time with God.
而是要跟神。
The next one I have on the list, church attendance.
再下一个是参加聚会。
I train myself for godliness by joining with other believers who are growing in godliness.
他说，当我和别的追求敬虔的信徒相交时，我是在敬虔上操练自己。
Turn to Hebrews 10.
请大家翻到希伯来书第十章。希伯来书第十章。
I haven't had you read most of these because I assume you read them as you did.
我没有请大家一起来读，因为我想大家应该这些经文都读过了。希伯来书第十章
，verses 24 and 25. Will you read it?
大家可不可以一起来？希伯来书第十章24-25节，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人。倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
We are to stir up one another to love and good works.
我们要激发爱心，勉励行善。
And how do we do that?
我们怎么样来做到这一点呢？
By not neglecting to meet together.
不是说停止聚会。
Encouraging one another.
我们要彼此鼓励。
Again, I already told you that solitude tends to be the way I work.
就是说，那个独处对我来讲是比较喜欢、比较容易的。
And Hebrews 10 at times has been a frustration to me.
所以呢，他说不可停止聚会，这个来讲，我对我来讲有时候挺上气的。
But God has taught me how important it is the fellowship of other believers.
所以呢，神在也一直在教导我，就是说跟别的信徒一起相交，这个有多么重要。
The word stirring up，
这个英文字叫激发，这个意思是什么呢
？Is an uncomfortable word。
这个激发这个词是挺不舒服的一个词。
If I may use Joshua for my example，
小乖，我可以用你做例子吗
？It is a word that means kind of poking, to prod. Come on, wake up.
这个激发就是想那个这样子戳和动他，你知道吗
？That's what I do during piano lessons.
他说上课的时候，上钢琴课的时候就被戳。
Now you know I'm a biblical teacher.
现在知道我是一个遵循圣经的老师。
That's the word, though.
所以那个
the stirring up is prodding, poking.
那个激发就是彼此在一起，你戳我一下，我戳你一下，这个感觉。
Now, if you think your spiritual gift is nagging.Then you don't need to hear what I'm going to say.
如果你觉得你的属灵的恩赐就是唠叨的话，那你不需要再听我讲了，因为
I've met people who this is their life verse.
所以呢，有些人特别喜欢这句经文，那是他们整个圣经中最喜欢的经文。
They're prodding everybody.
因为他们就在不停的戳这个，戳那个。
They need to memorize the verse on minding your own business.
他们要需要背诵的经文就是要专顾自己，要做安静人，顾自己的事。
But
但是
this is very important.
但是这个是很重要的。
Part of what we gain as being a part of a church.
我们作为一个教会，我们在一起能够聚在一起，我们的益处是什么呢
？It's accountability.
是我们彼此之间的一种监督，彼此之间的一种互助。
To stir up one another.To love and good works.
所以激发我们彼此呢，让我们能够去行善。
You see that person in the church that you always hope sits on the other side.
就在教会原因组，希望离得坐坐得远一点那个人。
Because they annoy you.
因为他们让你很烦，老是烦你。
Do you realize?
你有没有意识到
？That God may put them with you to stir you up to love.
神可能把他就放在你身边，就是要激发你的爱心。
I'm very serious.
我是很认真的讲这句话的。
That God wants you to learn how to love that person who is so opposite to you in every area.
神想要让你能够去学习去爱这个各方面都跟你完全不同、跟你相反的这个人。
Because you're going to spend eternity with them.
因为你在天堂里要跟他们永远在一起。
You better get adjusted.
你最好能够现在就习惯。
Is that on earth harder than in heaven?
他说在地上，在地上跟这个人在一起，是比在天堂上会更难，天堂上会容易一些。
I'm sure it is.
我想是。
But remember,
但是记住
that Paul says training in godliness is useful in this life.
但是保罗是说，如果你在今天上操练自己，是在今生和来生和在天堂都是有益处的。所以现在对今生就有益处。
So I believe that God wants me to be learning on earth to love them.
所以我相信神让我在地上就要学习来爱这个人，跟我完全不同的人，就是
good work，
就是来激发爱心，激发这个勉励行善。
I remember at one point I was struggling in my spiritual growth.
就是有一段时间，我对我的属灵成长，我非常的挣扎。
And I had reached a point where I just did not enjoy the Bible. I didn't enjoy praying.
我到了一个地步，我也不喜欢，我也就是不能享受读圣经，不能享受祷告。
And I was really struggling.
我真的是那时候很挣扎。
And I had a coworker.
我有一个同事
who seems to have memorized Hebrews 10:24.
然后他好像已经把那个希伯来书的第十章二十四节记得牢记在心。
Because I can remember, I would walk down the hall on my way to my office.
比如说我早晨走廊到办公室里去。
I am a very cheerful person after 8 or 9 or 10 cups of coffee.
然后我喝了8杯9杯咖啡之后，我就是一个很好相处、很快乐的人。
That's exactly.
那是开玩笑的。
But at 7:30 in the morning,
但是早晨七点半的时候
，I would be walking to my office.
然后我就要去到我的办公室里去。
And he would come bouncing down the hall.
然后他就这样子跑，想跑到这个。
Good morning, my brother.
他就跑到这个走廊，他说：“哎呀，早晨好，弟兄。
”What did you read in the Bible this morning?
今天早上你圣经里读到什么了？
And I can still remember his saying.
我还记得他是什么，他的脸上怎么表情。
And my embarrassment when I said nothing.
我就很难看的说，什么都没读。
Now I know you're not supposed to read it to impress other people. I know that.
我知道，当然你读圣经不是要让别人说，你看我做到了，去让别人对你好像有个特别的印象。
But I also know the next morning I woke up.
然后我也记得，我第二天早上起来。
You know.He may say that again. Now that's not a very spiritual motivation.
那个不是一个很属灵的一个动机。
But I have a point here. I want you to understand.
但是我想要有一点，让这个用这个来解释一点。
God used that man.
神就用那个人
to begin to get me out of embarrassment back into His Word.
是因为。不是说让我在这里觉得很羞愧很难看，而是去读神的话。
And as I began to read His word,
但是神用这个方式来让我去读他的话，当我开始读神的话的，然后那个喜乐享受神的话又慢慢回来了。
And I went to my brother a few months later.
然后过了几个月，我又到这里的跟这个弟兄讲，天老的弟兄。然后我对他说
，I want to thank you。
他说我要谢谢你。
It really annoys me。
真的让我很烦。当时你这样子。
When you say。
那今天早上对我说。
What did you read this morning？
哎，你今天早上读的圣经读了什么？让我真的很烦。
But thank you。
但是我要谢谢你。
Keep doing that。
你就继续这样做。
Because。I don't want to have to lie to you.
因为我不想说你问我的时候我说好话。
And I don't want to say nothing.
我也不想说我什么都没读。
So keep annoying me.
所以你就继续的来烦我，
Because
搅扰我。
Says,
因为那个希伯来书十
章 Let's consider how to annoy one another to good work.
说让我们学习怎么样来烦，
wow.
来让彼此让对方烦，然后呢能够去勉励行善。
You understand?
Now,
don't turn yourself into a one-man stirring up machine.
不要把你自己变成一个到处去撮合这个烦烦那个的那个人，觉得这是你的工作。
I would encourage you, if you find there are areas of struggle,
yourself or other people.
No, your struggle.
Okay, 如果你。如果你发现你自己很挣扎的一面，就是哪个方面很挣扎
，I would encourage you to find a Christian brother or sister，
或者去找一个你的弟兄或者姐妹
，and say when you see me，
当你见到下次见到我的时候
，check up on you，
你就可以来问问我这方面我做的怎么样了
，nothing complicated，
不需要很复杂
，but you know I'm trying to start memorizing scripture，
比如说我现在我想要开始来背诵圣经
，and it's really hard for me。
那个背诵圣经对我来讲很不容易。
So the next time you see me, ask me what verse I'm working on.
所以呢，下次你见到我，你可以问我说：“哎，你现在最近在背哪一节经文呢？”
Paul understood.
然后保罗了解。
Community.
就是这个，彼此之间这个相交，这个我们彼此之间聚会这种相交，可以让我们在敬天上成长。
The other thing he says that I think is so important.
另外一句我觉得非常的重要。
Galatians 6:2, as part of a local church, I help to bear the burdens of my fellow believers.
加拉太书第六章第二节讲到，就是作为地方教会的一份子，我们应当帮着担当其他信徒的重担。
I hope that you understand that the church is a body.
我真的希望大家了解到，教会是一个肢体，是一个身体。
We help to support one another.
所以呢，我们要彼此相助。
It's not a lecture hall where we come once a week and listen to a lecture.
这个不是一个演讲室，我们每次来了就坐在那儿听听演讲。
It's a body.
那是我们教会是一个身体。
When you smash your thumb.
当你比如说你拿锤子砸到你的指头手指了。
You hurt.
你会痛，对不对？
And the rest of your body doesn't say, "Well, that's just the thumb."
他别的你身体的别的方不，那就是你大拇指吗？
The rest of me is fine.
我别的手都是好好的，我的腿脚都是好好的，你是不是
？This hand comes, oh, I'm so sorry.
然后这个手，这里砸到了，另外一只手马上就把这个手指给抓住，说：“
right.
哎，你好痛啊！”
The church is that way.
我们的身体教会就应该是这样子，像一个身体这样操作。
When someone is hurting,
当有人他们在难过、受伤害的时候
，We don't say, "Ah.Too bad about you.
你要说太不幸了，你这么倒霉。
I'm glad you're okay.
我还好。
I'm glad I'm okay.
我很高兴，心里说我还没事儿。我们彼此把对方给举起来。
We care for one another.
我们要彼此相顾。
Paul says that's why it's so important to be a part of a church.
所以保罗强调这个成为教会一份子的重要性。
That's why we are committed to one another.
所以我们彼此对彼此是有委身的。
Let me, because they rang the bell, so let me jump to one last thing.
好，我们现在讲到跳到最后一步。
This one is not from the Bible.
这个不是从圣经里来的。
And for some of you, you may find it not helpful at all.
对，其中有些人可能这个建议对你根本没有帮助。
But For many people,
但对很多人来讲
maintaining a spiritual journal of what God is doing in your life,
就是
can be a discipline that helps growth.
就是对有些人来讲，如果能写下来灵修日记，记下来神在他们生命中的工作，会对他们变成一个很好的一个属灵操练。
I said that it's not in the Bible.
我讲了这个不是在圣经上。
But several times in the Old Testament, it tells us that Israel fell into sin when she forgot what God had done in her life.
在旧约里边有好多次神那个记到说，以色列之所以现在最终，就是因为他们忘记神的作为。
And sometimes,
但有的时候
a journal of what God is teaching you.
就是这个日记或者是札记，就是字迹记下来神对我们生命中的工作，或者是神对你祷告的一个回应。
Becomes a wonderful tool that God can use to encourage you later.
就是可以变成一个很好的工具，神可以借了这些你记下来的日记，在以后的日子里来鼓励你。
As you look back and say, Ah, God did that for me.
然后你就回头看，哦，说神这样过去为我做了这个。
And that can encourage you in your faith.
这个可以鼓励你的属灵的成长。
Now we didn't have time to go through all of these.
我们没有办法就是讲这个所有的这些操练。
Maybe what I'll do is just take a couple minutes at the beginning of next week's class and summarize a few more.
下个星期呢，如果我们在刚开始的时候就会把这个第六课再讲一下，所以下个星期大家可以把第六课、第七课都带来。Next week, please bring the lesson 6 and lesson 7.
But next week we will work on lesson. Now, lesson 7 has an assignment for you to do. It's very important to do it.
第七课呢，有个很重要的作业。
Because this is your testimony.
因为这个是你自己要写下来你的见证。
Don't worry, I'm not going to make you stand up in class.
别担心，我不会让你站起来分享见证。
But I really want you to think through this week.
但是我这个星期真的希望你能够来思想。
What was my life like?Before I met Christ.
就是你来想一想，在你信主之前，你的生命、你的生活是怎么样的
？How did Christ draw me to Himself?
神是怎么把我吸引到他跟前的
？And how has my life changed?
然后我的生命是怎么改变的
？Because for unbelievers.
所以，因为对不信主的人来讲
，the transformation in your life becomes a wonderful thing to draw them to Christ.
就是你生命的改变对他们来讲是一个很大的。能够带领他们来认识这个信仰的一个很好的途径。
And sometimes after we have been a believer for a while, we kind of forget the wonder of that transformation.
有的时候我们信主时间长了，就忘了当时我们这个信主有多么的奇妙，多么的精彩。
And writing out a testimony is a powerful way to remind us of that transformation.
所以呢，让我们能够写下来我们信主的这个见证呢，实际上再次记忆神在我们生命中所做的奇妙的。
So spend some time and work through that this week.
所以呢。有可能，请大家一定要写一下。
Now, as soon as we are done, I am shooting out the door.
我们写完了，我就要马上冲出门外。
I don't want to make you sick.
第一个呢，我不想让大家生病。
And I'm going home and getting ready to speak at the North Church.
You're going home too?
John Mayer.
他说他要下午他要在那个北区讲道。
So I am not going to be friendly.
所以我今天好像不是很友好。
You all be friendly to each other.
你们可以彼此亲切，彼此友好。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for.Privilege to spend time with our brothers and sisters.
Oh, 主啊，我真的是为这种跟弟兄姐妹在一起的这种权益来感谢你。
I ask that you help each of us to experience the joy of training in godliness.
求你真的是帮助我们能够体会到在敬天上操练自己的这种喜乐。
That as we serve you, that you would give us joy in serving you.
在我们服侍你的时候，求你给我们服侍的喜乐。
The joy of seeing transformation in our life.
能看到这种喜乐，是因为看到我们生命的改变。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Thank you. Daniel's going with me, so.
You are not going to eat?
No.
You. So how about I bring a food for you? A box? That's okay.
No. I just.